Stu Spence has worn more than a few hats in his time, from a TV host to writer, but he's of course best known for his photography, both his photojournalism and his fine artwork. He's also got a brand new book called When a Man Snaps, a slightly absurdist and comedic look at just a few of the photos he's taken over the years. Stu, it's really funny with photography because, you know, it's regarded as the art form of verisimilitude. The camera never lies. And not many people would use it for absurdist humour, but that's exactly what you've broken it down to.
Well, yeah, I've crossed over into the dark side. I mean, I used to be a commercial photographer, and my life was built around pin sharp, photographs of celebrities and fashion and whatever, and marketing, and everything was precise and real. And I think this is like my the devil's renaissance, if that makes sense, deep inside.
But it is that perfect kind of distillation of what absurdity is to me, and that is finding the uncanny in the everyday.
Yeah, well, and it's everywhere. It's like a strange radar that I think I always had, that is just been turned up a few notches. But it is literally everywhere. And in fact, coming to the studio this morning, I got a photograph. Again, I don't plan anything. Nothing is planned. But there is absurdity. There was a escalator just of rubbish going into the ground that's been closed. Have you seen that?
I walk past it every morning. Yeah, it's very disturbing
But that's just screaming out to, you know, I just took it then, but it's just screaming out for When a Man Snaps, because it's just this rubbish leading to this dark cavity. Perhaps it's Parliament House. Who knows? You're right though. It's there's absurdity absolutely everywhere.
I think it's a humour style too that's had a real, how do I say it again? So I don't want to say renaissance again because you just said renaissance, but it has in the wake of social media. I mean, this is very, and I don't mean this in any way insulting, I promise you, this is Twitter-ready humour.
Well, oddly enough, that's how this whole series came about, because it was sort of a perfect storm of, again, being a photographer that was bound by film and processing and going to the chemist and getting prints and paying money and all that stuff. And suddenly the phone camera came along, which meant you were free. I mean, digital, you know, there is no end to the digitalness of it all. So you could snap away and not think that you had to, be careful of how many pictures are left on the film. So that was a sort of a liberating feeling. And the other part was social media. So after a while, I could put these silly pictures up with a caption. Now, that never happened for photographers before. We couldn't do that. Where could we do it? Magazines would use our photographs, but they would caption their own, our pictures themselves. So where was the forum? And because I've always written and always had writing in my background, this was a perfect forum to marry the two, because there was no other place before. Plus, you know, you could take the piss and entertain your friends and look slightly more interesting than you were.
Look, I often think of it, we're in an age of weirdly disposable photography. As you said, you know, photography was expensive, even if you were taking happy snaps on a holiday. There was, and even when we talk about sort of instant photography, you know, remember how much a Polaroid film cost?
Oh my God, it still is.
You framed them. You thought about them. You cared about every shot. Even the bad ones were a disappointment. You showed them off to everybody who would stop and listen for more than 30 seconds. And now we don't. Photography is something that we think of almost exclusively as an online thing, as an individual, not as a professional photographer, obviously.
True. The beauty of that is that, in a way, it's sort of what I'm trying to do is because it's so disposable and because it's so ever-present, people taking photographs now, is that there's a certain undercurrent that what you're actually photographing, you realise that there are other layers there. you know. Now you're all doing it, do you see that there are other things there? Because let's face it, it's a selfie nation.
It is a selfie nation.
And so in a way, what I'm doing is pointing the camera away from me rather than to me. Good face for radio, as you know.
You've had plenty of roles in your time. Why photography so consistently through it? Is it just in the blood?
I really love interpretation. So as my first love and passion, and you know, I started my career as a whippersnapper as a cadet photographer, so it's in my DNA. I'm hardwired into there. But from there, I will always expand. I did an exhibition where I invited musicians and poets and writers to interpret my picture. So interpretation is really important to me. So photographs have been a springboard for lots of things. I perform as well, so I'm doing a one-man show performing my own photographs, if that makes sense. That's a whole other story. So yes, it's in my DNA, but it's only ever a springboard.
And that interpretation, I think, is so integral to photography. You know, as I said before, the myth of the camera never lies. Well, once you've seen a shot, your interpretation of it is the truth that you're placing on
Absolutely.
It.
Today, I mean, somebody asked me, I find it fascinating fascinating. No, that's not what I mean. But I find it fascinating that you can look at an image one day and it will mean something. Tomorrow it'll mean something completely different. So in a way, that ephemeral nature of photography, of photographs, I'm much more connected to. That's why the idea of putting a literal photograph on a wall, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, because it feels like you're containing the viewer. Whereas for me, there's so many layers. Let's expand it. Let's show a strange, you know, a guy with 9 fishing rods on a beach with his imaginary friends. Tomorrow that caption will be something different, I can tell you now. I mean, I spend so long on those captions, marrying the captions with the images. It's kind of like, I'm guessing, like a cartoonist. A cartooning process, and in a way, I think I'm a frustrated cartoonist. But the idea of finessing those captions, finessing them, and getting them, you know, sharpening the wooden stick and getting it more precise and more precise is what I'm really interested in.
Well, Stewie, the book is called When a Man Snaps, The Early Years, which I hope means we're going to see some later years.
Well, you may have to look at that more carefully, Nick. It's actually...
The early year. Mate, thank you so very much, and it was a pleasure to chat.
Pleasure to chat to you. Thanks, Nick.